Blog Talk Radio.
Can a player play one more time, one more again? Coming to you live Sunday, 2:30 p.m. from the West Coast. We up in here in Sin City. I'm joined by K. Diddy as usual and Lady Joy. What's happening, family?
Hey.
What's crack-a-lacking?
We here.
You know, we up on here, man. Posted up. You know how we do. It's another beautiful Sunday. I'm glad to be alive. K. Diddy and Lady Joy, are you glad to be alive?
Oh, for sure, for sure. How about you, K. Diddy?
I'm ecstatic, baby. Every time I hear your lovely voice on the radio, I just get so beside myself.
You get beside yourself anyway.
You know, this week, the topic. I call it "When I Move, You Move." Somebody has to lead. And a lot of times in relationships, we get things complicated because we don't know who the captain or the co-captain is. And nobody know what position they're supposed to be playing. And we get things messed up because the blind damn sure can't lead the blind. You understand what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
They sure be trying, though, don't they?
That's what I'm saying. You got to have a clear captain and a co-captain. Now,
that's
sometimes
right.
It's the lady that has to lead the relationships because she's the one with the damn common sense.
You are so right about that, Tony, and I appreciate you saying that because a lot of men don't realize that. Why are you laughing? He's telling
well,
the truth.
I'm agreeing with you for once.
Oh, okay. All right.
Once.
Because you know how you make me defensive in things, and I have to be all up in yours.
Yeah, well, the truth of the matter is, you know, there's some women out there that are very capable of leading. I understand that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying we knocking the brothers, because if a brother got his head screwed on right, he definitely got to be the captain of the team, you know what I'm saying?
That's
Eve
right.
Didn't come before Adam. Adam came before Eve.
Yeah, well, you know, we still have to lead y'all around by the nose from time to time. Make sure
yes.
You get it right.
Well, that's because y'all mature much, much quicker than we do.
That's so true.
So, you know, we ain't knocking the sisters. We just saying, you know, the fact is sometimes the women have to lead because they're almost forced to lead.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And there are times when a woman is so used to leading that when she meet a brother who possesses all the tools to lead, she don't know how to give that mantle up, and that causes problems in the relationship. Especially, say that again?
Yeah, well, you know, because a lot of times, like you said, women have to lead, but still, you know, we want a strong man to be able to lead, too. Sometimes we have to lead him to lead. You know what I'm saying? And, behind every strong man, there's a stronger woman.
Wow.
Yeah, I said it.
K. Diddy, that one has been left wide open for you. Ain't gonna touch it, though.
No, all I can say is wow, and I'm sure you know I'm okay with them thinking whatever it is they want to think. You know, as long as they get the job done, you know what I mean.
Well, as long as the job is done, okay. And 9 times out of 10, we have to make sure that the job is done because. Like Tony iterated earlier, you know, women mature much faster than men, so it is what it is.
Well, whatever works, that's how it is at the bottom of it. At the end of the day, it all boils down to whatever works. If it works, it works. If it don't, it don't.
I can't believe it.
All right. Now, I got to ask the question. Now I have to ask the question because since we have this love fest going on where K. Diddy's just agreeing with everything that Joy got to say, that's all right with me.
Well, see, I'm leading by example. See, sometimes you got to let them think that they're running shit just so you can have peace in the house.
Oh, no, bro.
Oh.
It ain't about thinking. It's about how it is, okay?
Okay.
We go there with that. It, like Tony said, and he's a real man, something you might not know anything about, but he was choosing when he said women have to lead, okay? And, yeah, we make y'all men think that you're doing the doggone thing.
So now, Joy, I got
to
play devil's advocate.
We're not trying to step on no egos or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, I got to ask you this question now, Joy, because
well,
you're saying y'all make us think that we leading, right?
Yeah.
So are you trying to say it in no situation it is not appropriate for the male figure to be the leader of the household?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
The tools to adequately do this job.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying in most situations, you know, they're
oh, no, not even most. Don't even go there. What do you mean, most? Most.
Okay, a lot
most
of.
Most means the majority to me.
A lot of, then, what?
Thank you.
A lot
most.
Of, more than not, okay? I'll just rephrase it like that. Yeah, more than not, okay? But you know what? But that's okay, though. That's okay. Just as long as the job gets done, you know, even though women have to lead from time to time, which is more than not, just as long as the job gets done, you know. Whatever.
Well, I suppose statistically, you know, one couldn't argue with you because it is true that most, you know, there are a lot of predominantly single-parent households right now, and it is mostly women.
Hell, that's because it's more women than it is men. Come on.
Well,
Put it to the numbers.
I was going to put it to the numbers, but since you just threw it out there, you know what I mean? Y'all kind of just leading me along where everywhere that I was trying to go. But since you put it out there, statistically, there are more women than men. So, of course, you're going to have more females in charge based on the statistical facts.
I rest my case now.
And that means what?
But in saying that, we must also acknowledge the next part that I was going to try to say, whereas I was going to ask Lady Joy, when a man comes along who finally possesses the tools to lead, why is it so difficult to give this man the post that he's qualified for? I'm not saying give it to a knucklehead. I'm saying the man has shown himself worthy to be like, okay, I can handle this. Especially with African-American/black women, it's kind of hard to give that mantle up, and that causes conflict in the relationship. Why is that, Lady Joy?
Okay, because seeing that you've had to lead for so long, you know, a person really needs to prove themselves because it's hard out here for a pimp stress. Okay?
Yes, it is.
Okay? And so we had to do what we had to do. And a guy got to come, you know, you coming along in a woman's life that's been leading for a long time, you know, you got to show what you know. You know,
but how can
it
you
ain't
show?
About making, you know, it ain't about... You know, everybody makes mistakes and everything, but, you know, the way the world is today, things are very hard, and you got to come correct or don't come at all, you know? And it takes a minute. You might do a few things that's cool, but, you know, it takes a minute, you know, because it's about trust, and it's hard to trust people these days with the way the world is. You know, you got so many things that's going on, people getting ripped off left and right for, you know, different situations and stuff like that. And then being a single parent, you know, whether male or female, it's hard to really trust somebody, and they got to prove themselves. Bottom line, you know, don't just come up to me talking about what you can do. You got to show me, bruh.
And I understand that, though. But as I've said before, it tends that sisters, and, you know, I mean, we talk about everybody. You know what I mean? Ain't no racial discrimination up here. We got love for everybody. But right now,
exactly.
I'm dealing with the sisters. It seems that the sisters have a more difficult time relinquishing this role, you know what I mean, because their defense mechanisms are so high, and that's going to complicate your relationship because even when the brother proves himself sometimes, y'all still want to wear the pants.
Well, that's because we've been wearing it for so long, you know. And I'm going to tell you something. First of all, I'm going to tell you something about women. When they come across a man that proves, you know, that show that he's got strength and stuff like that and won't let her get away with doing certain things and saying certain things, you know, and I'm not talking about just knocking her around or nothing like that, but just saying, hey, baby, that's not going to work here. And showing and proving that, you know, he can wear those pants, that's an attraction right there. Because I'm going to tell you, before I was married, I was running things, okay? And then when I met my husband, he there's a lot of stuff he wouldn't let me get away with that I got away with other guys, and it's like, dude, please, Negro, please, you know, go on.
Okay, hold on, hold on. We got somebody else that wants to jump in here. 813, you on. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, guys. This is Passion.
Hey.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
All right.
We're doing good.
That's great. I was just going to agree with Joy on both points. I think it's a little bit of both. It's that a lot of women are used to having to wear the pants for so long in their life, as well as there's the problem that a lot of times when sisters do step back and try to give a brother a chance to show his stuff, you get caught up in that bait and switch. They start out, you know, with a good conversation, looking like they're, you know, doing the right thing, and then like Joey was saying, next thing you know, you got somebody, you know, trying. Their whole thing was to scam you, whether it was try to beat you out of some money, you know,
sex, whatever,
wearing the pants, using you for sex, trying to lay up in your house, all kinds of things. And so people have gotten skeptical, you know, even about someone who does present a legitimate front. So it takes a while to watch them and observe to see if they really are, you know, the real McCoy, or if they're just, you know, perpetrating.
So
do you agree that you should take a test drive before you take it home to keep it?
Oh, he got y'all good this time. Yes, yes, Tay Diddy, that is a very good question. Do you agree you should get a test drive before you take it home and keep it?
I didn't hear that, ladies.
What do you mean by that?
I would have said yes. Now I just want to observe you from afar, you know. I'll watch you for a while. See how you run.
Yeah, that's like going to the shoe store and trying on some shoes and wearing them around in the shoe store, and then when you get them home, they hurt your feet and you want to throw them across the room.
Exactly.
So then, it's appropriate to have a sufficient amount of time to test drive some shit before you try to keep it, correct? That was my question.
Exactly. And if the test drive proves that it's not working, take it back to the car dealer.
Oh, well, then we agree again. Thank you very much, Lady Joy.
That's okay. I can agree with you from time to time. You have a good point every now and then.
But hold on, Lady Joy. I'm going to play devil's advocate once again with K. Diddy, and normally I don't do this. A couple weeks ago, you damn near chopped his head off for saying that.
Saying what?
The same thing he just got through saying. That's why he was so glad to blurt it out again about test driving. Listen to him laughing.
Going to the store, buying a pair of shoes that you can walk around in at the store and it feels good. But once you bring them home and you wear them out, they're not working for you, so take them back.
Okay, hold on. We got somebody else here trying to jump in. This is getting good. 561, you're on. 561?
Hello?
Okay, hello, yes, 561?
They must be scared.
That's all right. We'll be right here when you change your mind. Just raise your hand again. The call-in number, once again, 646-929-2870. Today we're talking about, you know what I mean, when people want to lead and who's got to follow and who's got to lead. And the lady's been saying sometimes brothers be pretenders. And, you know, kind of open it up by saying that, you know, young ladies and women, it's just a fact, they mature far more quickly than men do, so their thought process is different than ours. But at the same time, when a brother come along and show that he got the skills, why is it so hard for the lady to let the man lead? Now,
because
we've
been duped
that
so many times before, you know.
But men have been, we've been duped too.
Yeah, of course.
We've been duped too.
Okay, it works both ways. What I'm saying is it takes time to build that trust. You can't just let somebody all up in there willy-nilly and shit, you know, just sit, you know, it doesn't work that way. You got to let them prove themselves, and it might take a minute.
And what exactly is a minute? Because, you know, I mean, I understand, I am a firm believer that actions speak louder than words. That's one of the cornerstones of my life. You can tell me something a million times. I've always been that little boy, young man, grown-ass nigga now, who says, I'm show and tell. You could tell me something a million times. You got to prove it by your actions. And then when you prove, because, you know, I'm not disagreeing with you ladies, but I'm talking about, because I've seen this for a fact, even sometimes when a brother proves he got what it takes, it is still difficult for y'all to be like, well, go on and run things, brother, because y'all are so, like you said, y'all so used to running things. It's like your badge of pride now that you don't want to take off, and it's costing you your relationship. I'm not talking about a brother who just came along and, you know what I mean, been talking all the right talk for about 30 days now, but he ain't really shown none. I'm talking about a brother who done came in and, you know what I mean, he's shown that now, you know, you used to get away with that BS, but you need to rein it in, little mama. This is how we going to flow over here and try to do things in a correct, grown-ass manner.
Well, actually, but, Tony, it takes more than some 3 days. Okay. A little bit longer than some 3 days, okay? And like I said before, the way things are these days, it takes time to trust someone. You know, especially when you've been a single parent, male, female, you know, whatever. It takes you got to build some trust. You can't just, you know, like, okay, babe, you can come up in here all willy-nilly and do whatever. No, it doesn't work that way. Because times are too hard, we're in a recession, and people don't have time or patience to be dealing with somebody that's bullshitting them.
But
well,
hold on now. I got to ask this question because a lot of times, and I'm going to ride y'all sisters for a minute. A lot of times, time and time again, sisters who have been single parents for a long time, if and when they choose to, let a brother up in the inner circle, in the positions of leadership, it's not based on his man skills. It's not based on him being a good figure. It's predominantly based on the size of his dicks and his sexual capabilities. On some real talk.
Oh, please. You are so wrong with that one.
Please, well, prove me wrong because I know what I've done seen with my own two eyes.
Okay, well, I'm quite sure you do, but it's a lot more to it than that. Yeah, you can have a one night stand, you know, you can make that booty call, whatever. But if that's all it is, that's all it is. But you want somebody up in your life that's trying to prove themselves as being the man that can make a difference in your life. It's more than just a booty call.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Go ahead, please. Lay it out there. I like this conversation.
Yeah, it's more than just a daggone booty call. You got to prove yourself, bruh, you know, because I've been doing this for so long and stuff like that, you know, so, uh-uh.
Once again, normally I ride with y'all, but this week, I'm finna lay out some stuff. I'm gonna let y'all ladies defend y'all and make y'all a point. Another thing, I've seen women ruin good relationships.
I've seen men ruin good relationships.
Say it. You're supposed to say that.
It works both ways. You think
there
you
go.
Come all up in somebody's life and change things because of something that you want to do, and it's already been laid out. You know, it's called compromise.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And it's not about just a one-night stand because you can do this good, you can do that good. It's more to it than that.
All right. So you right now you're keeping it 100% with me, right, Lady Joy?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to throw this question out at you because you know what I mean? I consider you an elder in the game. You've been around entertainment, a whole lot of things for a while, right?
Yeah.
You ain't never seen sisters ruin good relationships because some other brother came along and dicked them down, and the dude, the good dude, because his swang wasn't, you know what I mean, he wasn't slick hitting home runs out the park. He got replaced by somebody else because that brother could knock the home run out the park. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that. But that's up to the individual. If that's what she wants and that's all she wants, that's on her. But not every woman is like that.
Can I chime in there?
Go ahead, please.
Back Joy up and say, yeah, what I want to say, Tony, is that's age appropriate.
Exactly.
I mean, become, like you said with Joy, you know, a elder in the game, you recognize there's time for everything under the sun,
mm-hmm.
and it takes a lot more than that to pay the bills
right.
and have a life. So, yeah,
and game recognized game.
Talking about are either young or dumb.
Mm-hmm.
One of the two.
You know what they used to say, young, dumb, and full of cum.
Exactly. Real women are looking for real men,
mm-hmm.
someone to, you know, share this responsibility with. Not,
right.
It's a lot more than sex to thing, you know.
Exactly.
Let me ask you a question. Let me throw some shit in there too.
What?
Now here you got these women that is such an authority on what a real man's supposed to be like, being that they've adapted that role since you know they got this whole womanhood together. I'm just kind of confused. How would they know a real man when they see them? Since they got this big force. Since they got. I'm not a woman. I'm asking this question to a woman. If you let me finish. How do you tell the real one from the make believe? You know, with this force field up you got because you're so. What's this word I'm looking for? You're so jaded with all the bullshit that you have to deal with on a daily basis. So what does a man have to do? I mean, how many hoops does he got to jump through? And why does he have to prove anything to anybody? How do you tell the real man from the fake man? That's the question.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you. First of all, you know, don't come with the lies. Don't come with the bullshit. Because if you've been out there like we have and raising families along, you know, you can game recognize game, okay? And when you're trying to game me, when you're trying to pull the wool over my eyes, it's not going to work because been there, done that.
Okay,
okay,
hold on. I got somebody else that want to jump in. Let me let him in. 561, you're on.
Hello, everybody. This is Loyalty. How's everybody doing?
Hey.
I am so glad, Pretty Tony, that you let me in on this one to the question that was just on the table. Joy, not to take away any thunder, but when a woman is in the presence of a real man, she doesn't have to tell him anything because he already knows what it's going to take.
Thank you. That's what I was talking about.
She doesn't have to open her mouth. She doesn't have to say, today I want to do this or whatever. A real man knows a woman. When he's in the presence of a real woman, a real man already knows that. So a woman doesn't have to open her mouth and say anything because
mm-hmm.
it's automatically going to go. Now, when you have to start teaching a real man, quote unquote, because he thought he was a real man, and you have to start telling him things that you want done or how to do things, he's perpetrating. Because a real man knows his position and where his honor is, his position is there.
I applaud you, Home Sally. I applaud you.
Okay, so by using those standards and that measuring stick that you just put out there, so then it's safe to say that a real woman should know how to stay in her lane, too, correct?
That is correct. And see, there's nothing wrong with a real woman. See, this is where I was. I think I came in on the end of it, so you guys forgive me if I'm saying something wrong. But what I heard was something about black women have a harder time relinquishing the reins in their relationship. That is a true statement, only to a certain degree. But still, a real woman is a real woman no matter if she's black or white. If she's in the presence of a real man, hey, baby, you can, you know, take this horse wherever you want to. I'm going to follow you till the ends of the earth. You just make it happen because I'm with you. And that's what a real woman does. I'm with you. No, I don't have to challenge your manhood. I don't have to try and take your balls and put them in my pocket because I'm trying to keep you in check. No, none of that happens.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay.
I was going to say,
I think that, you know, the title of the movie, Waiting to Exhale, I think that was the whole point of that, that a real woman is waiting for a real man so she can give up the reins, so she can,
mm-hmm.
you know, follow. And that's what they're waiting on.
Exactly. So she can kick back and relax.
Because I love to be in the position of a real woman. I don't want to be the two-hitter quitter. I got to be a man one day and tell somebody how to act, and then the next day I want to be all soft and compassionate. No, I want to be soft, compassionate, loving, kind, and all that on a regular basis. Let the man be the one that's the provider and the achiever and the person that's out there making things happen.
But that sounds good, ladies. That sounds good, ladies, but in theory that sounds so wonderful. But in application, it is that the combative nature of, you know, a brother trying to exert and show and constantly being like, nah, brother, nah, hold on, go on, nah, I got this, nah.
Because
time
somewhere
and time.
Somewhere in his kilo, he got caught slipping. There might have been a lie that he said way from the beginning, but, you know, he portrayed himself as being a real man through everything else, but that lie is still back there because it was never challenged. It was never talked about.
Addressed.
It was never there. So then, you know, you're giving this person all these props, and you're still saying to yourself, wait a minute, hold up. I can see some things happening, you know, whatever. And then that lie that was never addressed in the first place is still in the back of your head. So that's why, especially, I'm only speaking for myself. Anytime that happens, I start pulling back because, okay, wait a minute, because you're a little bit one-sided on this, but you're coming telling me all this other stuff, and you're showing me this other stuff, but then when you get upset, now you want to pull back, you know, all the love and all this, and you want to tinker with that too. So, I mean, it's a two-sided thing that you're asking.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes you got to really look like P. Diddy was talking about, or Joy was talking about wearing the shoes in the store, and then you take them home, and then your feet hurt, and they're swollen, and they're just, like, not what you wanted.
Got to throw them across the room.
That's your right there.
Okay. All
can
right.
Can I throw some a little conflict into the game to say,
please,
another
please.
Thing is, we've never been taught, and so many of us are so far away from the spiritual thing. We're living in the carnal nature. But if you follow the spiritual rule, a lot of times men and women aren't even with the right partners because they set out to find their partners, that being whether it's a woman or a male, sought a partner, but that wasn't the partner because he didn't really wait for, you know, he didn't really put a lot into it other than maybe her physical appearance or whatever. So when you talk about all this conflict going on, a lot of times it's because there wasn't a right fit from the giddy-up. They tried to, you know, force something to work. And that's why we have so much turnover.
And if it don't fit, don't force it.
Exactly. And we have to move on. But a lot of people, you know, they'd rather settle and put up with something that they know is not right because they don't want to go back out there and, you know, either wait on their spiritual maker or, you know, try a little harder. So a lot of us
All right.
are settling.
All
well,
right,
that kind of sound like something I said like last week where the male and the female need to really step their own game up individually and try to be the best man they could be and be the best woman they could be. And at that point, the spiritual thing kicks in.
Wonderful. Now, on that wonderful note, because this conversation done got deep and I love it, we're going to take a quick little musical break, shameless plug, to play Kanye, a world movement record artist, and her song is called Can't Make You Love Me. Sort of fits into what we're talking about.
Me.
Yes, indeed, Kanye and I Can't Make You Love Me, all courtesy of World Movement Records. www.worldmovement.com is where you can come check out what we got going on. That's home of Pretty Tony, where you can grab your copy of the book, Player Step Your Game Up, or Playerology. Or if you want to holler at my man K. Diddy, come through. www.worldmovement.com, moving the world with our music. Ain't that right, K. Diddy?
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. You can even talk to Pretty Joy.
You know what I mean? But we had a great topic going here, because that's what Can a Player Play is all about. We get on here every week and we chop it up about stuff that affects, you know what I mean, everyday life. You know what I mean? Today we're talking about, you know, I named it When I Move, You Move. Somebody has to lead. And I'm a firm believer in a relationship. Somebody has to be the clear-cut leader, because too many chefs in the kitchen gonna mess the damn recipe up. That's why you got an executive chef, that you got the line chefs. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, but the choices that we make when we give this position to somebody, a lot of us don't think it through. You know, the ladies were saying it's based on age and experience at times. And, you know what I mean, even certain fellas, you know what I mean, turn the reins over to a woman, because, you know, the women been riding for most of the show. But then there are fellas who turn over the reins of the relationship to somebody who ain't ready to lead, and they following them down to hell with their ass, with their lips glued to their ass.
Oh, that's
nice.
I got a question to put out there to our listeners and to our esteemed females on the panel. I want to know, how is the determination made who's most qualified to be the captain of the ship? How is that determined?
We're going to throw that to Lady Joy first. Lady Joy.
Okay. Your question is, how's it determined who's supposed to lead? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly, because most men go think because of they're man, they the man, so inherently they're supposed to lead. But, of course, you may feel like you may be more qualified to lead. So how is that determined?
Well, it's like I said in the beginning, you know, it's women, they're looking for a strong man, okay? And like I said earlier, you know, you come across somebody, you know, women are going to test men to see how far we can go, see how much we can get away with.
Oh, please say that again, because you're one of the first women to openly admit it.
I ain't got a problem admitting that. I ain't got a problem admitting that at all, because I've been there, done that, you know, because I figure if a man's going to let me get away with some stuff that I know I shouldn't be doing, I don't need him in my life. I'm looking for somebody that's like, no, baby, that's not going to work here, you know, because I've been around for a long time, and I've had men in my life that it's like, okay, baby, whatever you say. I'm like, kicking to the curb. You know, I want somebody that's strong, you know, because I consider myself being a strong female, and I want a male in my life that's strong. That's not going to let me get, you know, because women, we will test men. We will test you to see how far we can go, okay? And if you let us get away with some stuff, it's like, nah. You know, and because that, to me, you know, if I can get away with some stuff and he's going to let me do some shit, and I know it's like, look, there's somebody else that's not going to let me do that.
Okay, now check this one out. Now, while you testing this man, qualifying him, and here is this same, this professional, this real guy, while you testing him, now he's perceiving this as games from you. You're playing games.
It's not about playing. Go ahead.
Thank you ever so much.
Whatever.
As I was stating, while you testing him, and that's what you just said, correct?
Yeah.
We'll test the man. But I'm telling you, from a man's perspective, he may perceive that is game. You're playing games.
Can I say something?
Go, please. Please, go ahead.
I was going to say,
not to go against my girl, but I want to do a correction on that. Not all women test men, because I agree with what you're saying, K. Diddy. I don't want to be tested out in a relationship, and I'm not testing anybody. I'm, you know, expecting that individual to know what it takes to be a man, just like I know what it takes to be a woman. So I don't need
right.
to test him out. I want to depend on him that we're team players and we're doing this together, not I got to test you and we got to compete and all that. I don't go for that. So not all women test men, nor do they want to be tested.
Right. Okay, now let me say something to that. And I appreciate where you're coming from. And when I said testing men, I might have said the wrong thing. It's not about testing. It's about seeing, you know, what's going to be achieved. And like I said before, I'm just going by my experience. If I see a guy that's going to let me, and this is me, get away with stuff that I, you know, that somebody else is not going to let me get away with, for me, that is a stronger, that's a strong man. You know, because I've had guys in my life that just, you know, I could just walk all over. They might have liked it, you know, when I had my heels on, whatever. But that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for somebody that's like, that's going to pull the reins back. You know what I'm saying? They're going to pull the reins.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is I don't want to go into a relationship trying to figure out what I want to get away with. I'm either in it or I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the choice that we get to make.
Right.
I'm not going to go into a relationship and then want to see what I can get away with. You know,
well,
that's the only difference that I'm talking about.
Well, you know, I'm not saying in every relationship, but I'm talking about when you've been with someone for a while, you know, there's things that you see. I'm not just talking about just get away with stuff. I'm not talking about testing someone. I might have came across as saying that, but when you've been around somebody and there are certain things that you do or say, You know what I'm saying? And they're not going to go for it. And maybe it is a form of testing. It probably is a form of testing. But for me, I'm like, okay, let's see where this goes. I guess because everybody's life is different. You know, everybody's experience is different. And, yeah, some people test people to see, you know, where the relationship is going, to see if it's going to work or not. You know, and everybody is different. Every situation is different. And
wow.
like I said, for me, back in the day, that was me. I'm a playette.
You know what I just love?
I embrace my pimpstressness.
Now, I got to say this, ladies. You know what I loved about that conversation that just happened? It shows the varying side because a lot of us, men and women, think everything is clear cut. Everybody is not the same. We ain't cut out of the same cookie cutters.
Right.
And what I just love about the conversation I just heard from both of y'all, it was coming from two different sides of the fence, you know what I mean? And we ain't knocking nobody. Everybody to each his own. Because brothers can be knuckleheads too, because, you know, they'd be like, well, let me test to see how far my wife or my girlfriend gonna let me go. You know what I mean? I'm finna run the streets and I'm finna do this. You know, men and women do it. But we just heard two opposing sides of the fence so that somebody else out there listening in the listenership understands that it ain't everybody that's like Lady Joe. Like she said, she a playette emeritus, which means she's retired. She done put it to the side. And she was one of those who, well, let me see how far this here ride gonna go for this brother say something. Then
exactly.
The other lady was like, you know, well, I ain't trying to test nobody. Just love me because I want to love you.
Well, no, I'm saying I respect the game that I'm playing. If I want to be single, I'm going to stay single. If I want to be in a relationship, that's why I stepped into that. Because I'm
right on.
In a relationship, so I'm not confused wherever I'm at. I'm going to play the game at hand.
And not like, no, it won't.
Woo, I like that. Ladies, I love y'all. I love y'all. And that's why this topic this week, when I thought about it, I'm like, yeah, this one here going to set it off. Because, you know what I mean? brothers, you know, a lot of us feel because we men and we slanging the dick, oh, we running things. But don't have nothing else behind it except that fact. There ain't nothing to stand on, ain't no foundation, ain't no stripes earned. And then there are the women who, because they've been running things for so long, you know, let's be real, y'all have built these defense mechanisms that makes a brother jumps through hoops sometimes, and some of y'all are so glad when a good dude come along, you can be like, thank God, I can put this down now. While there's some who've been doing it for so long, no matter how many hoops the brother jumps through, well, I'm going to give you two more hoops and two more. Let me see two more and then two more, and then it ends up as a conflict in the relationship. So, you know, it's different strokes for different folks. You know what I mean? Because like I said earlier, some women, will they put you through the hoops, you know what I mean? Then they'd be like, woo, finally a real man. Thank you, Lord.
Like,
you know what I mean? And they're thankful. And they are thankful, while there's some who been doing it for so long, it's become like a source of pride. You know what I mean? I can't handle this. I don't need no man. Ah! And then there are the brothers, and I'm not going to let it, so let me say this again. Then there are the brothers who just think they should lead, and you a knucklehead. You an idiot. You want to take the household into chaos. You want the homies to be posted up in the living room. You know what I mean? Your girl at work, you done loaned your homeboy her car. Then get mad when she like, why are you 30 minutes? Like, don't be questioning me. The homies had the car. Negro, what?
All kinds of chaos.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all sort of chaos right there.
Oh, I'm loving it.
But you see, that's the variety and the spice of life, and that's why I wanted to talk about this show, because one of the things I want to put out there is that if a brother, ladies, I want y'all to know this, if a brother has earned his stripes, please give it to him.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
You know what I'm saying? And gentlemen, if a sister has earned her stripes, please give it to her. But words mean nothing. Actions is what show you where you at.
Exactly. Action speaks louder than words, baby.
And I use simple things. I use simple things to make my point. If a brother or sister tell you how much they can make gumbo, I throw down. My mama and my auntie was from New Orleans. Then they go up in the kitchen, and when you taste it, you're like, is this sewer water?
You know what I find is another thing that happens out here, Tony? There's a lot of brothers that are scared of, you know, being men. And they...
So it's easier to be a boy. It's easier to be a boy.
Well, can I correct that? First of all, a man that's scared to be a man is not a man to begin with. There's no man that's scared to be a man. This is something that you don't wake up and decide today, I want to be a man. This is something that takes years to become.
And you're right, and I agree with that. Let me correct that. There's a lot of males out here that, because they are scared to step up to the plate and be men, they resent a woman who's real and who's strong, and they run from real women. And that woman could be the kindest woman in the world, look good, whatever, but they run because...
They
got to stand up and represent. And because they're not ready to represent, they leave these, you know, strong, eligible women out here, you know, in the wind.
Well, first of all,
go ahead. You can speak your piece.
Did you say 561?
Yes.
Oh, this is Loyalty. I was just listening. I'm saying to myself, boy, I'm telling you, you guys are really shocking me. See, Diddy, I don't know what in the world is going on with you, but... What'd you do? Get a slap of dose of reality? Because you were wrapping up some points that I'm like, this is not in him. This has got to be rigged. But
they did it shocking y'all, huh?
Yes, you know, and I'm a real woman, so I'm going to tell him I have to give him his props right now. And pretty Tony, the way you're playing the devil's advocate, Joy.
I am. I genuinely am making an effort.
We got you guys in check today, but I'm just like, okay.
You know what I mean? I'm definitely playing devil's advocate today. But matter of fact, let me get KB. This is your moment, sir. Go on. I know you want to take a bow to the crowd. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, what I want to say, I'm not trying to blow my own whistle today, but everybody know who I think I am. This is Cave Diddy, a.k.a.
Like
the
Mike. Anybody care?
I'm the hostess with the mostest. For those of you that don't know.
I'm host with the most.
Well, anyway, I'm still a firm believer. No real man want to be tested. I don't care what y'all say. I quit being tested when I was in college. I got to deal with tests. Life
you might
tests.
Be being tested and don't even know it.
I have to deal with life tests every day, so I sure don't want to do it when I come home and do it with my mate. So, anyway.
You could be tested and not even know it, dude.
No. No.
Yeah.
No. No. I get tested every day when I get up and go out in the workplace. In life, I'm tested. So don't no man want to be tested by his woman because that's playing games. When you gonna keep it real? Keep it real means really mean keep it real, not twisting it. Y'all want to play games, go shoot some pool.
You ain't even knowing. You're just missing it.
Now, this conversation has been so good, but ladies and gentlemen, we are down to the final minutes of the show. Thank
you. We're not doing an hour and a half anymore, Tony.
Yes, ma'am, we are, but somehow when I book the shows, and I'm going to say it's my fault, but this is the last show that I have booked at 60 minutes. When I booked the shows and I was typing everything in, I forgot to edit the time slot. And that is my fault. I am going to fix that problem immediately.
Blame it on the
alcohol. You ain't blaming it on no alcohol. I'm going to be a real man and stand up and say, I messed up. That's all I'm going to do. I ain't blaming it on nothing. I messed up and I'm going to fix that problem. You know what I mean?
Oh, and this
ain't it. Lady Joy, by all means, please throw the email address out there for anybody who would like to contact you, talk to you further about everything going on in the world of entertainment.
JoyLashawn@yahoo.com.
Where
Say what?
And of course, the world famous, the infamous, a legend in his own mind, K. Diddy.
That's right, in his own mind.
www.worldmovement.com, home of Kanye, who y'all heard earlier, Pretty Tony, Play Your Ology, Play Your Step Your Game Up, so much more coming because we're making big moves this year. You understand what I'm saying? Come through and support us. Lamont@worldmovement.com. It's loyalty on the line, right?
Yeah, we want them to go out. We want them to be ready for who is she and what is she to you. Because, you know, Joy
is for sure.
That's what we're waiting for.
You know, Joy is a contributor on that book.
I got to say, Joy, I'm going to tell you something. You've been pushing me to get it done, and I do appreciate that because you'll be on a brother, and I appreciate that because that just motivates
me. I got plans for you, bro.
That's right, and I appreciate it. Loyalty. Is it loyalty? Loyalty?
Loyalty and passion are on.
Okay.
Girls.
Tell them to throw, they're working with a wonderful organization. Throw the email address out there.
Come on, girls. Tell them what you get.
Well, it looks like loyalty's off the line, so I'll do it. This is Passion. And you can reach either Passion or Loyalty at teenlifeunlimited@yahoo.com.
You know what I mean? And for your boy, Pretty Tony, you can jump on the Twitter and holler at me. You know what I mean? You can get at me at World Movement on the Twitter. It is Selassie Son, SelassieSon, on Twitter. Get at me. Holler at your boy. Get a copy of the book. And since Lamont, a.k.a. K. Diddy, told me to blame it on the alcohol, that's sure enough what I'm about to do. That is sure enough what I'm about to do.
Blame it on the losing, got you feeling loose. You know the boy don't play. DC 10, drop me down at Sandro Pay. Yeah, let the money machine roll on. We've been eating in this like you in the street so long. Every time I drop you, I can never do no wrong. I progress you when your little crew prolong. Go, you hate it? cause I know your forte.
Uh-huh.
We blind your little shine, shine you portray. Why you wanna leave? I know your little chick won't stay. And if you violate, see, I'll make sure you all gon' pay.
Hey. You should already know when I walk in the door that it ain't no use in frontin' on me. I'm a hustle, I'ma do my thing. You already know what it's gon' be.
Down. You ain't gonna wanna miss it when the go down. We celebrating like we throwing money around. Bring a lot of trauma, about to order a couple of rounds. Look, I know it sounds, it probably seem like the hardest when you ain't got it, but you gotta go and get it regardless. Check it, get up on your hustle, homie.
Get up and go.
And do it proper for the
better one, though.
And go on Copper Island and do a lot so I can stack
up a road
with a couple billion with a
fashion
flow. Up in the mansion, listen, I'm only telling you the theme of this caper is get your money to stack up your paper. Let's keep it going.
You should already know when I walk in the door that it ain't no use in frontin' on me. I'm a hustle, I'ma do my thing. You already know what it's gon' be.
Random. And the way they throw in a tantrum. Tryna hustle, cop a plane, a couple ships, no answer. You hustle up on the blocks and hustle a ransom.
Now,
but as long as you can go and muscle a grip, whether you're shining from a grind or if you hustle legit, either way, get money. Turn on the switches for power, hustle, then the stack on your riches. That's how we on it.
You should already